If you're heading to the bullfighting festival in South Korea this week, you can check your red cape at the door. Bullfighting in the city of Cheongdo has a twist. Instead of man against bull, the two partner up and compete against other teams. The bulls use techniques like pushing, head pressing, and horn bumping while their humans coach from the sidelines. A panel of judges scores the moves. And according to William Dawson of the Korea National Tourism Organization, losing a match isn't life-threatening.
When the bull is finished and he's weak and he turns back and walks away, the bullfighting session is over, so there's not the gore and the spectacle that we would associate with other types of bullfighting throughout the world.
Korean bullfighting dates back to the onset of agrarian society. Farmers would pit their bulls against each other to compete for more grazing space. But these days, the bulls have become an elite corps of athletes. Each bull weighs in at more than half a ton. They're given special foods like ginseng, snakes, and Chinese herbal medicine to build their strength. To bulk up for the big day, they run over steep mountain paths, drag tires, and wade through sand. And heifers get their chance as well to shine during the festival's beauty pageant. When spectators aren't cheering on the bulls, they can vote on a selection of bovine beauties. Holy cow! And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.